Hi, everyone. Welcome to our morning devotions. Today we are starting a new book. It's the Gospel of John. So today I'm going to read John 1, verses 1 to 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So, as this is the first devotion in the Gospel of John, I just want to give really quick introduction to the book. Now, when we think of the Gospels, right? There's four of them, and John is unique in comparison to the other three. Now, the other three Gospels are called the Synoptic Gospels, and their tone, like the method, the way that they're written, it's very similar, and in some ways it's very like factual or biographical. Now, the Synoptic Gospels, of course, they have like there's real depth to them, and there's points, there's purpose beyond just giving like a biography. But John, in comparison, is very different. Right? The way that John uses language, the way things are talked about, is just different. And in my mind, at least, John is more like poetry than the other Gospels are. The flow of the Gospel of John is very different. Right? The Synoptic Gospels are kind of more like, here's a story, and then next. Parable, next. Story, next. Another story. And there's not as much of a flow to it. Now, there is a flow, and it's much subtler, but it's not as apparent. Whereas John kind of flows, and there's something that like John is trying to convey as he writes here, and I think that analogy of poetry is pretty appropriate because when there's parts of John when we read them, actually just like John 1, that there's parts that seem kind of mysterious or cryptic even like we read it and we could just ponder and think, what are you trying to say, John? Like, what does this mean? Like, what does this imagery mean? And there's just a lot of depth to it, like theological stuff, imagery that can be unpacked while reading the Gospel of John. But at the same time, John is very simple. No one's quite sure who said this or what the exact quote is, but it's been said of the Gospel of John that it is shallow enough for a child to wade in, but also so deep that you could drown an elephant in it. And I think that's a really good quote. Because that's kind of what I'm getting at here. Because John is super deep at times. But at the same time, John is very easy and simple. Now again, this is true of many parts of the Bible. But for much of the Gospel of John, we can sit and we can reflect and think and ponder for hours. Trying to like find connections. Trying to understand what John is trying to get at. Why he used this word and this language. All that kind of stuff. But at the same time, the meaning is simple enough, and the point is actually always pretty clear. And I think the main point of John is really clear because John is actually one of the very few books that tells us exactly why it is written. To read from John 20, it's verse 30 and 31. It says, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." John tells us why he wrote this book. He wrote it so that we can know Jesus, believe Jesus, and that we can have life in his name. He's not trying to write something mysterious per se. He's trying to point us to know the simple truth of who Jesus is, but also bring us to the depth of the knowledge of life with him. Shallow enough that a child can wade in it, deep enough that you could drown an elephant. And so with that, I think it's appropriate as we look at John 1 then, right? John starts off his book with this passage that I'm sure many of us are familiar with. And the simple point is really clear here. John wants us to know who Jesus is. He starts off the book like with all the spoilers in some sense, right? He wants us to know who Jesus is. But the way John tells us is so layered and so deep and actually really broad as well. And the main metaphor he uses here is one of light and dark. There is or was darkness in the world, but Jesus was or currently and still is the light. And the reason John, I think, chooses this metaphor is at least twofold. It might be more than that. He's showing us the hope and the salvation that Jesus brought. Right? That's the light. There's, I think a child can understand this, right? There's darkness and Jesus brought light and hope to that. But also this light shining in the darkness, it evokes imagery from Genesis 1, the beginning of the Bible. It evokes images of creation. Because before creation, Genesis 1 tells us that the earth was without form and void and there was darkness. Things look like chaos. But then the first words from God in the Bible are, "Let there be light." The coming of Jesus was like that light, a new creation to come, right? And you could just think about this, read this passage on John and ponder that. That's elephant kind of stuff there, right? And in using this metaphor and in this passage, John is telling us so much. He says that Jesus was the Word. And in some senses, it's literally the words of God at creation. Like those words, "let there be light," that's Jesus himself somehow. And in saying this, he's telling us that Jesus is eternal. Jesus transcended time. Jesus is the creator. Jesus is God. And the world was made through Jesus. But at the same time, this light, this word, which is the creator of the world, this light came to the world. And we'll talk about this in tomorrow's passage, but that word became flesh. That creator came to his own creation. And why did he do this? To give his people, right, the right to become children of God. So they can believe through him. That they could have hope through him. That they could be born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh or man, but be born again in God. This is why Jesus came. And as we go into the Gospel of John, there's so much that we're going to go through, and I'm actually excited to just like think and ponder through all these different passages. As we do that, let's pray that we'll see the light. We'll see the eternity, to see the creator, but we'll see this light that came to the world, the word that became flesh. We'll see this hope, this life that we are meant to have in him. Let's pray for our hearts that we can receive this word, that we can receive this light, that we'll receive Jesus, and that we'll be born again, that we'll be people, children of God who know this hope. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you that you came to us. We are not deserving of this, but you are good and you love us so much. So we thank you, Jesus, for such a great hope. Won't you bless us, bless your children as we go into this word. May we not just like ponder it and reflect on it, but may we like live it, understand it, know the life that we're meant to have in you as we go into your word, Lord. We thank you, God. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.